Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor Thursday. It's Thursday. We were trying for the rally attempt. It didn't look like it worked today. I do think that once we move to a follow-through day, once we get a follow-through day here, I think it's very likely that we're going to see some nice movement on, we're going to see some nice movement. But until then, it's just kind of a hit and miss thing. And just not as easy to get traction here. Just wanted to show you the slides as they are. Well, the Dow started off really, really well today. Strong earnings from a lot of major companies, but by the end of the day, the whole index was only up 0.3%. So not really that great. Not really that great, unfortunately. I wish it were a little bit better, but hey, it is what it is, and that's the deal. So basically, that's kind of what happened with the Dow, and then of course the Nasdaq was lower, and just overall not exciting. Not as exciting as we'd like to see it. Let's take a look at the Nasdaq. At the Dow, and see if we can show you that. This is the Dow composite. This is the actual. Here we go. Boom. And let's we jump on over to that. Present that. There we go. So you can definitely see it there. Basically, as you can see from the Nasdaq, we're just, we're moving down. We had this rally attempt, and unfortunately, it came right up to that 21-day line, and then boom, it just got thrashed there. So that just seems to be the way things are moving here. Basically. We're seeing resistance at that 21-day line, and that's really the key here. The 21-day line, both on the Nasdaq and on the Dow. So that's really where we're seeing the resistance. Here's a little infographic that I put up that I made up here today. You can see that the Nasdaq gets its resistance right at that 21-day line. So that's really what we're keying off of. It looks like it was rejected at the 21-day line. That's where the resistance seems to be. So, just kind of not a great day we can still try for the rally tomorrow but it won't be till next week till we get the follow through day. So hopefully we get a rally, and that would be an excellent thing. Here's kind of what's also happening that's very significant, I believe, and that of course. That of course is the yield on the 10-year bond. Now, why is that important? Well, as the 10-year bond goes up, it becomes more and more difficult for stocks, primarily in the Nasdaq, to move forward. And the yield on the 10-year basically went up. It's at a 14-year high currently, and this is showing inflation, of course. At 4.13%. Basically, the psychological support on the 10-year seems to be right at about 4%. So what that means is that's the very, very base rate. So that means, of course, that if you take out a mortgage on a home, it's going to be, probably about 3 points above that because, of course, everyone has to get paid along. So, that means basically 6-7% interest rates for home loans, and of course that is going to probably kill the industry. So not a good situation there at all when it comes to that. But that's kind of the nature of the game now. I think that the days of the relatively relatively good rates on some of the mortgages, that's probably done for at least a generation. So kind of sad. It's similar to when I came up, a long time ago, and we had, this is during the Carter administration, a long time ago. It's amazing he's still alive, but the rates were really, really high. I was actually a realtor during that time. I was a realtor in Arlington, Virginia, and I tell you, it was so hard to sell houses. We had the interest rates on a 30-year mortgage were about 10.5%. very, very hard to sell anything. And it just absolutely killed the market. So I hope that's not going to happen this time, but I'm afraid it probably is going to at least slow down some. It's going to at least slow down some of the. It's going to at least slow down some of the selling on, you know, of homes. Here's kind of what's happening in my portfolio. You know, unfortunately, I got aced out of the. I was in Erythium. I thought Iridium. Excuse me, Iridium. I thought I was going to do well on that one, but you know, basically, what happened there was, no moss. I mean, it just. Oops. Let's see if we can go there. Yeah, it's easier to see it. You know, I mean, what basically happened is, you know, we went to a situation where. We got stopped out, and you know, that really definitely hurt. So here we go. I'm still in Exxon. That's up pretty nicely. I'm up a little bit on that one, and then I did add to my position of a company called AEHR, but very, very small position there. Really, not really that much, but we'll see how it does. They do semiconductor test equipment. I'm just waiting for that follow through day. Really. You know, to get back to a point where, you know, we are likely to get, a better bounce. So that's kind of the deal. Here's kind of what it looked like. The only two stocks that I own right now, everything else is in cash. I'm just waiting for that follow through day. Exxon is up nicely, another 14 cents. That just seems to be chugging along. Not a lot of volume there, down about 19%. Also, AEHR, this is the AER test systems. This is the stock that I was talking about that is in the silicon carbide area of chip fabrication. It's a test equipment company. It seems to be doing pretty well. I did buy a little bit as it pulled back. My average cost is right about $17.50 or so. The volume was up on this. I think this one is being acquired. I'm seeing some action, you know, with regard to that. So hopefully that's right. You know, hopefully we're going to see some, more action there with that. We will see, and you know, just see kind of how, you know, moves out. So we will see kind of what's happening. Let's get to some of the questions. Thank you so much for holding here. Always nice. Oh, there we go. All right. Let's see if I can put it up here because there. And there. I think that's a little bit easier to see. Okay. So let's get to some of the comments. There. All right, Bamadoc. Huh. good to always interesting to hear from you. Okay. So looking at your channel trading, thank you. Looking at channel trading, what do you think about trading these on a pullback, BTU at 20, PBR at the 21-day line, moving average. Thanks. Okay, yeah, I definitely like the idea of taking a look at that. I definitely like that idea. Now, of course, the problem that we're dealing with. Let me get over to the charts here. Is that a new window here for the charts. Okay. So here's BTU, and here's the chart of BTU, and you're basically saying you're basically saying that you're looking at the 20 as sort of the support here. Let me just kind of look at that really carefully. Yeah, I think it is, but let's look at the technicals to see if that makes sense. See, currently it's below the 20. Currently the 21-day line is just below below 20 there. So the question is, could you use that as a place to trade like in the channel here? I'd be a little bit cautious on this because there's definitely resistance at the 21-day line. So let me just look at the stochastic indicator to see if if there's something that we can kind of see. Okay, well that's good. It looks like it's coming from an oversold position moving up to an overbought position. So that's a good sign that at least in the next few days we might see a movement above that 21-day line. Of course, there's resistance there. So I would say that you could probably do that. The 21-day line is the key line, as you can kind of see on this chart. It's we're in a downward trend on this, and this is true for the whole market, but it is bumping up and kind of hitting that 21-day line. So here's the thing: I would kind of be careful here because I do think it's looking like it's going to reverse, and it's going to reverse lower. So that would be my guess, is that this probably would be a short, because as it comes up to the 21-day line, it's getting resistance, and I think it's probably going to be moving lower. Now, one thing that does look a little bit different here is the stochastic indicator. The momentum seems to be petering out towards the upside based on this, but you know, it's very, very tough to tell because this is a very strange market right now. But my guess is we're probably likely to see this thing pull back to maybe 18 or maybe 17. So that's kind of what I'm seeing, at least on the, at least with that. But it's an interesting question that you pose. Also, let's look at PBR. And this, of course, is Petrobras, another one. And let's kind of see how it's oscillating. Yeah, I like this one better than... BTU, and primarily the reason I like it is because if you're going to go long in this one, and even though it is in an overbought condition, as you can see, moved up there, this one is making an attempt to move higher. So I definitely like this one better. Now, my guess is it's probably not going to break through this pivot this time, but I think it's likely to. Look at the strength of this relative strength indicator. We have an upward pointing relative strength with relative strength line pointing up 99. That means this is in the top 1% of all stocks. So this one I like a lot. I like Petrobras here. And I do think it looks like it's potentially going higher. Now the question is, will it punch through the 21-day line? Now currently we are we're extended here. So another problem. The 21-day line is at 10% above 14, which is where it's kind of that is the 21-day line. So the thing is, I wouldn't buy this thing unless it moved above, and I think you're going to have to see it move above the pivot, and the pivot right here is right here at about 15.45. I want to see it move above that. We're basically right at the pivot, 1544. So this one, I definitely think if it moves above and it settles, you could probably buy this one. And it does have power. I mean, there is size coming into it. So if I was looking at two of those, that's the one I would take rather than the other one. All right, let's go to gold from Sam. GLD, of course, is the ETF that follows the price of gold. And I know this is very strange to say, but the price of gold has been going down. Why? Because the price of the relative strength of the dollar has been stronger than gold. Actually, the dollar is doing better. So I would not recommend buying gold here. Now, I know that everybody on television is saying, well, it's the only hedge against inflation. I really don't believe that because, you know, I think that it's not really a hedge against inflation. It's, you know, it's just gold. Here's the thing. If we if we plot gold against cash, let's see, that would be GLD, I think it is. That's the cash ETF. No, okay, that's gold, and I can't remember what the cash ETF is. Let me see what the cash ETF is. Let's see. That's money market, basically. Let's see. This is the one I like, GSY. Yeah, I for some reason I always forget that one. For some reason I'm always, I always forget the GSY. So let's put the GSY in there and show the performance against gold. Here we go. All right. So this is an interesting, this is a definitely an interesting chart. There we go. All right. So with this chart, we're going to take a look. Basically at the price of gold. As you can see, gold is underperforming cash. The GSY is cash. Now you notice that the cash line is moving down. That is the inflation that's coming in here. So is gold a good investment? Well, actually, it's better to just sit on cash. And that shows it since the beginning of the year. But let's look at the last since July. See kind of what the situation is with cash. There we go. And as you can see on this chart, this is since July, cash has outperformed gold. If you just sat in cash, and that's what this GSI represents, you would have lost basically nothing. It would have been about 100. Okay, just would have been about 100. But if you had invested in the gold ETF, and this is in the last quarter, this is from July, you would have lost 9% of your value. So really, I can't recommend gold. I can't recommend gold right now. It just doesn't work, unfortunately. Thoughts on Dino? Have a quarter position and one. Yeah, this is a good one. The best hedge against inflation, I believe, is refiners and oil companies, and that's definitely the case here. I definitely think if you already have this one, you can add to it. I definitely think you can add to this position here. So let me jump on over to that. This is Dino here, and this is the chart for Dino, and as you can see, it's moved up very, very nicely. It's above the buy point at 56.30. I definitely think you can add here. I definitely think you can add, and the reason is because we're in the buy zone. So I definitely think that, you know, it might be a good idea to put a little bit more into the tank. This is an excellent checklist. It's 100%. Checklist on this one. So I really, really like this stock. And I do think that it's definitely, if we have the kind of what we're continuing to have, I definitely think this is the kind of stock that you need to be in, D-I-N-O. And I definitely think you can add here. You can potentially start a new position here too as well. So overall, I definitely like this stock. And I think it's very much of a winner when it comes to, excuse me, when it comes to that. So that's excellent. All right, the U.S. dollar is king. This is coming from TikTok, and the Illuminati is real. I don't know if that's true, probably, but that's an interesting comment from TikTok. All right, is oil and LNG gone? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think we're going to continue to have strength in oil and in LNG. And so I want to just show you the price of oil, kind of the chart for oil. Get that up there. Yeah, this is the crude oil. This is the chart for crude oil here. And as you can see, I mean, it's been a downward trend, but it's been, believe it or not, it's been in a downward trend since about the end of May, but it's starting to show some strength, and it's basically it looks like it's basing on the 50-day line, and we definitely have it moved up. So I definitely think that we're going to see higher oil prices, and it's probably going to move above where it is currently. I mean, currently, we're right about 86. 85 is this is normal for it. And I definitely think it's gonna move higher. So oil and gas looks pretty good. Now let's look at Boyle. That's the 2X. One of the reasons I'm a little bit concerned about this one, natural gas is a little bit more volatile. And this is the ETF that covers that. One of the things I don't like about this is trading below the 200-day moving average. This is not something I really like. I want to look at the actual underlying price of natural gas as well, and because I haven't looked at it in a few days. But you see, Boyle almost tracks natural gas, but you know, I still think this is a little bit too volatile. I like the LNG plays that are basically the liquefied plays. Because I think the underlying price of natural gas, it's just very tough to trade. And I would be careful. I'd look to the oil companies, the companies that are adding value to either oil. Like one of them that I really like right now is MRO, which is Marathon, and because it's a refiner, Dyno is also a refiner. This is a company I really like right now, and it's starting to come up right, and it's getting ready to move higher. This one. I've been watching, and I'm definitely looking possibly to take a position in this one because I do think it's moving higher. 97 relative strength. It's right below the buy zone, and this is one I do think that you can look at. 60, you know, it's got an 89 relative strength. The only problem here, of course, is it's a little bit lower. It's a little bit off the all-time high, but you know, this is not a tech stock. $28 stock, and I think this is an excellent company because this is a major refiner of diesel, and right now this country has a diesel shortage. So I definitely like this. So the stock I'm talking about here, and I think you could definitely do something with it right now. It's Marathon Oil, MRO, and I definitely think it's buyable. So MRO is the symbol on this one, Marathon Oil, and I think it's very nicely set up. It looks like it's going to make an attempt for a new high. The all-time high is 33, and it's trading at 28. So I definitely think, and this has strong. This, by the way, the fundamentals on this one is strong. It has very good earnings, as you can see. The sales are up 100% quarter over quarter. The last one. 500% in terms of the profit. So the profits, everything else is really good. This has a PE ratio of 8, which is very low. And in a high interest rate environment, this is the kind of stocks that you want to own. Why? Because they pay lots of dividends. And right now, that's sort of where the market is. I mean, right now, that's where things are in the market. So that's one that I just kind of want to put out there for everyone. As well, Ryan, thank you. how does the stochastic indicator indicate? Ah, good question. Okay, great. Thank you for that question. I've started really fooling around with the stochastic indicators. If you've been watching the show for a while, what the stochastic indicator is, it's a momentum indicator. And let me pull up the stochastic indicator here for marathon. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is punch that up. There we go. All right, so if we look up here in this little top box here, kind of this area here, we see this squiggly line, and there's two lines here, fast and slow. As the momentum is going from the low part here down here is called a over. This is called a oversold position, and this is an overbought condition. Now, typically, this shows the momentum moving up. So what's happening here is you can kind of look at it. There we go. And that's sort of where the stochastics end. You can see there was some momentum going to the upside. Now, what's going to happen most likely is that we're going to reverse. So that's going to come this what's going to happen is in the intermediate term, probably in tomorrow, this is going to pull back a little bit. It's going to pull back to probably the 21-day line. And let's look at that. Okay, there's the technicals. The 21-day line, which is currently for MRO, it's at 25.65. So what this is predicting is it's predicting the momentum. And the momentum in the last few days from here, if we look at it, and we look at it on the timeline, from basically September through basically October, go down there, has been in this upward trend, and this is showing on the stochastic indicator. This is showing the momentum of buying has been increasing. All right. So now when we get to the top, when we get to about 80%, that's where it's going to have trouble continuing to hold above there. And it's probably going to oscillate downwards because basically here and here on the chart, this is sort of where it's probably going to turn. It's not going to turn exactly on the 20 or the 80, but it's going to show resistance, and then the momentum is going to change. It's going to be either momentum to the upside or momentum to the downside. But right now, momentum to the upside. So I suspect, based on this, that there's going to be a little bit of a pullback, and the pullback is going to come back down to this 21-day line. And then it probably will show support. And then you want to buy it on that close to that 21-day line, because then that is going to give you probably, more than likely, it's going to give you an upward trend there. So that's kind of what the stochastics do. It's an oscillator between overbought, which is the lower, and oversold, which is the top. So when it gets oversold, that's when people decide, well, I'll sell some, and that will cause it to move down. When it's overbought, when it's overbought, then people will start buying it again. So that's kind of what the stochastic indicator does. Very interesting indicator. It's really a momentum indicator. It's not a primary indicator. It's a secondary indicator. But in this kind of market that has been so weak, we're looking for everything. We're looking at, primary indicators, and we're looking at secondary indicators. The primary indicators would be more like the index lines, like 21-day line, 50-day line, 200-day line. So that was a great question, Ryan. Thank you very much for that. And I probably should make a video on it and put it out there for everyone. Thank you. Looking into, you were looking at, oh, I'm sorry, not BTU. Thank you very much, Bombadoc. Sorry about that. Sometimes I get these wrong. Let's look at BTU. And, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's much better. There we go. Okay, this is Peabody Energy Corporation, BTU. And we've definitely pulled down below the 50-day line. We're still above the 200, though. That's good. And we have a very strong 97 relative strength, but we have a downward pointing indicator, which means that it's losing relative strength against the rest of the market. So that may be an issue. Let's look at the stochastic indicator to see if we're going to get a bounce here. Looking at that. All right. Yeah. Okay. So we've come all the way from the oversold condition, and now we're coming back down to the overbought condition. So there probably is going to be a reversal here. This is kind of what this is showing. There's going to be a reversal, and it's going to come up probably up to about the 21-day line. So let's see how far off we are from there. We're about, oh, this is 25.19. So we're pretty close. So I definitely suspect that at least in the next trading session, we're very likely to get a reversal higher based on this. So that's kind of what I'm seeing with BTU, Peabody Industries. So thank you. AEHR. Now, I did increase my position in AEHR today as it pulled back. I've been doing a little bit of research on this one. This is a company that makes equipment for the semiconductor industry, but specifically, and this is what's important, for the area that is seeing a lot of growth right now, and that is the silicon carbide chip area. And that's sort of where this one is doing now. It's still moving up. The stochastic is still moving up. I did buy it. What it did is it came right above the buy point, and then it pulled back. So let me just get rid of that, see if we can see that better. There we go. This is one of the only ones that I have. As you can see, it came right up to that buy point right there, and then it got some resistance. But this is okay. This is actually looking pretty good. I'm glad kind of it did this. More than likely, we're going to see this thing move higher. If you'll notice, the relative strength line is pointing up, and that's a very good thing. It's also 99%, which means that this is in the top 1% of all the stocks right now. Also, you're starting to see the volume move down. This is a sign that we're going to probably see a move higher. But, you know, it's anybody's guess. We did gap up here, see, on earnings. We gapped up. This is my first buy here. And then today I had a limit order in, so as it pulled back, I bought another half position. So I only have one position in this right now, but I like the way this is looking. There's no risk in terms of earnings because we're through earnings, so that's a good thing. And we're still relatively, you know, this is one concern here. We're relatively far above the 21-day line. We're relatively far above the 21-day line. So I do think that it may stall here a little bit and then hopefully start to move back up as well. But I definitely think there's an upward trend in this one. So I definitely like this one a lot. We'll see how it plays out, though. Again, I have my stops pretty tight on this one. You know, it's got a good checklist here. My stops are right here, basically at the 50-day line. This is where the stop is right here, just above 15, about 15.20 is where I have a stop on it. So I definitely like this one, obviously. And hopefully when we get a follow-through day, I'm going to be able to look at, you know, getting more shares. But, you know, for right now, we just got to play really small ball, and it's kind of tough, but, you know, it's the way it goes. All right, Drunk Squidward. MRNL. This is an ETF, obviously. MRNL. Take a look at it. Ooh. Did I get it wrong? MNRL. I did. This is the... There we go. Bring them minerals. Oh, I guess it isn't. I thought it was an ETF. I'm sorry. This is actually a real stock. Yeah, I mean, it looks good. Upward trending relative strength line. I like that. It's in a consolidation, 22 up to about 23. So not a lot of, you know, about 33. So definitely after hours looks good. Just look like it's marching right up the line. Let's see if it's, I'm just going to draw a reversal line here. Definitely above the reversal line. So that's good. Look at the stochastic to see what the momentum kind of looks like. Again, this is not a primary indicator. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's looking like it's, you know, it's aligned really, really well. So I, you know, and look at the area that it's in. Well, it's in a really good area. So I like this. Yeah, I think this is, you know, if the market were just better overall, man, I'd be all over this. I'd be all over this if the market were just in a trending higher. I would. But, you know, the market is so... it's so finicky right now, the overall market I'm talking about, not the market for this, that I would be careful here. But yeah, this looks very good. I wouldn't go big on this one, though, just because I just wouldn't go big. I just wouldn't go big on it just because it may, a quarter or half position, but no more than that. And see how it does. All right. Let's take a look. Is Adobe a buy? Wow. Okay. Now here's one thing, and I'll be honest with you. I am not a great bottom fisher, and this would be a bottom fish here, because Adobe has moved so low over a period of time, and I do think it is getting some. Support here. This is a monthly chart of Adobe. So I kind of want to look at that first. As you can see, for just years, it was just great going. And then 2020, the COVID, basically it started its downward trend. And it's been in a downward trend really for 2 years. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. And it did have an uptick here. This is a monthly uptick to about the $300 level. So it seems to be getting some support here, but I'm not so sure if I would want to be in this one. It's got a relative strength of 18. Now, this is bottom fishing is a different animal than bottom fishing. The question is, if you were to buy it here, would it go lower? And it does look like it's getting some support here, but I definitely think this one could go lower. So I want to see more of a trend. I want to see more of a trend to the upside on this one before I would be willing to buy it. And the reason is because, right now it's at 302, but it could be at 315. I mean, I don't think it's going out of business. Don't get me wrong. But I definitely think this one can go lower. And right now we're in a downward trending market. In a downward trending market, you just don't want to buy stocks, at least for right now, that are susceptible to interest rates. And unfortunately, the NASDAQ stocks, the tech stocks, are much more susceptible to interest rates. So as interest rates go up, it becomes more difficult. Now, here's the thing. Adobe is a mature company, and they're not a startup, and they make money. But still, I think the NASDAQ is going to be punished for a while. So I'd be super careful on this, unless there was a lot of capital spending in the area. And that's one of the reasons why I'm interested in this AEHR, because there's going to be a lot of capital spending in chip fabrication because of the Taiwan situation. They're moving the fabs here to the United States. There's going to be a lot of investment there, and so the companies that are going to be putting machines into those new fabs, they're going to do well, especially the ones with silicon carbide. But other than that, I'm really leery right now with Adobe. So I would take a pass on Adobe. I wouldn't buy it right now. Wait for it to move back further. All right, let's take a look at ERX. And this will probably be the last one. Unfortunately, we didn't get to everybody. ERX, and this is, Energy Bull. I probably like that one, actually. Yeah, that's looking pretty good. That one's looking pretty good. And it looks like it's going to reverse higher. Yeah, that's the reversal line. I like this one, even though it pulled back a little bit after hours. I think towards the end of the year, you're going to see energy prices, unfortunately, go up even more. And I like this one a lot. This has got a strong relative strength line, 98. You see, the way I trade, the way Can Slim Traders trade, is that they are trading that you want to jump on the escalator as the stock is going up and then jump off. You don't want to see if you can figure out which is the lowest floor that's going to go. Now, there's going to be some people that are able to buy stocks that are way deep. I mean, like Intel right now, people are starting to buy Intel because it's getting so cheap. But the question is, am I going to buy it at the bottom? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know where the bottom is going to be. But if I see an uptrend, that's when I want to buy it. And this is definitely the case with the stock with this ETF. There definitely is an uptrend happening right now. I don't know how long that'll last, but I definitely think it's kind of in a consolidation here. But I definitely think that towards the end of the year, we're likely to see higher oil prices. So I definitely like this one. Again, I wouldn't go big on it. I would just go small. Just go small right now. Will the election impact the market? Absolutely, it will. The question is, how will it affect, you know, and you know, how will it affect things? I think up to the election, we're going to have issues related to the market. I mean, because they're doing things like they're manipulating the price of oil, and there's a lot of things that are going on right now. So yes, I do think it will, but I also believe that it's the interest rates really that are causing. The reason that they're raising the interest rates is they're trying to kill inflation. Inflation is at a 40-year high, and that's what's killing the market. That's what's killing everything. And unfortunately, I don't think they know what to do with inflation. Now, obviously, the thing to do with inflation is to produce more oil, but they're not going to do it for political reasons. So I don't think that's going to be a good situation. But that's the reason why I think the oil sector will continue to be a good sector, at least for time being. As long as gasoline is above $3 or $4 a gallon, you know, oil stock companies are going to make money. I mean, that's just a fact. So, and everyone else is going to lose. So, but I definitely think they do have an effect on the market. It does. You think Tesla is going lower? Yes, I think it is. I don't know if it's going lower than 180 right now, but I definitely think it is. This will probably be the last question. Thank you so much. Any sense for credit spreads, shorts? I really like shorts, but here's the thing. I don't want to do a short until I'm really, really leery. I do think, here's the problem I see with shorts right now. Many of the big hedge funds and all that stuff, they're shorting everything. And so I don't know if I really want to be short right now. I kind of want to wait until there's more of a capitulation in the market. I do think that we're going down another 20. I think we're going down to about three. I've been saying this for a while, and I think we're going to amount to about 320 on the spider. And that's sort of where I think if we go down to 320 on the spider, that's when I think people are going to start to be, you know, looking at it and saying, wow, this is the end of days. And that's when I want to start going long. But I'm not sure I want to go short because of all these hedge funds that are taking short positions that can really kill you if they unwind and you're in them. So this is what I think is going on. We're still in this trend on the spider. I'm kind of looking at it bouncing up to again, it bounced once, twice, three times on the 21 day line. I think the spider is going lower based on my chart here. And I think it's going to go down, and I think it's, you know, probably going to go down lower than 350. I think it's going to potentially break below this consolidation, but who knows? I mean, we'll see, but I definitely think we're going lower. And so that's why it's so difficult to buy here. That's why I'm primarily in cash, to be honest with you. All right. Well, thank you very, very much. And thanks for watching the show. By the way, if you're not already a member, please like the show and subscribe. And it's really easy to do. You can do it on YouTube, or you could do it on TikTok. We're on TikTok too, and Facebook. So please like the show. Also, if you are not already a member of the Action Trailers, if you're not already on our mailing list, it's so easy to do. Just go to www.DallasTradingFloor. And I will see you here back tomorrow at 5 o'clock, everybody. Thanks for watching. Tell your friends about the show. Happy trading, and I will see you tomorrow.